Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. I'm your friend and host, Apar. And today I have a very special guest with me, whose name is apparently the same as mine. Please welcome Apar. How are you, man? Oh, I'm doing really good. Thank you. It's glad to have you on our podcast. Thank you for coming. My pleasure. My pleasure. I heard you have been reading a book. It's called The 3-Day Road, based on two Canadian friends who go to war during World War I. Oh, that book is so good. I also finished reading it a week ago. What do you think of it? Well, I felt like that the start of the story was a bit boring, because nothing very interesting happened. And I didn't know anything about the characters till when I read few first pages of the book. Well, I thought the same though. The writer could have made some changes and work on that part. But it's alright because the story was building slowly, right? Let me ask you a question. It's about a quote from the very beginning of the book, which says that there was time before he left that he would have stared back, he and Eliha both, not intimidated by them. What do you think this line means? Well, in my opinion, Niska is thinking this thought, and this quotation is important because it plays a significant role in Xavier's character development and how the war changed him. The war has made Xavier less caring towards what others think about him, and it has broken his spirit and made him wary and more introverted. Also, when Xavier had returned to Northern Ontario after living through the hell of fighting and trenches of World War I, he's wounded and addicted to drugs. The one soul who still cares for him in this world will journey several days to meet him at the train station and bring him home. Niska, or Auntie, belonged to a clan which was named as the Cree. Those that have rejected the ways of the white man by living apart from the ways of civilization. It was also mentioned in the book that she has some power of some kind of visions of divining gift that was passed to her from her father. Well, this surprised me. Like, what kind of powers? Like, I was kind of confused by now. Morphine addiction is the worst, right? Well, you see, it's a 3-day journey back down the river, and as Xavier's supply of morphine dwindles away, Niska has little time to save his broken young man from the 3-day road and certain death. She also mentioned in the book that their morphine eats men, and it has fed on me for the last months. And when it is all gone, I will be the one to starve to death, and I will not be able to live without it. You mean Xavier, right? Oh yeah, sorry, Xavier. Well, what struck me most about this novel was that the Native American tradition of storytelling is very compelling over here. You see, author Joseph Boyden weaves together the first person narratives of both Niska and Xavier. Xavier's story unfolded through a series of flashbacks during his drug-induced state, and Niska's history is shared with us as she recounts to Xavier the stories of her childhood and of her life as an isolated woman. As the story progressed, we learn of Xavier's best friend, Eliha Whiskey Jack. Growing up together and learning from one another, these two later set out for the European front, where the horror and violence of the war is brutally but honestly depicted. Well, war always changes a man, right? You are forced to make choices that will ensure your survival, but even in wartime, is there not a line that should not be crossed? Can one go too far? At what point does the instinct for survival turn to something worse? Perhaps savagery? Madness? Well, what can you say? There was also a striking similarity which was made between the killing fields of war with Niska's story of the Wendigo. She explained that a Wendigo is one that has turned to consuming, she said that a Wendigo is the one that has turned to consuming human flesh in order to satisfy his or her hunger as a result of desperation followed by insanity. I mean, human flesh. I know, reading about this Wendigo thing made me really sick. I just couldn't even think or imagine about people eating other human beings. Well, let me skip through all of this and ask you, what was your favorite part from the first chapters of the novel? Well, in my opinion, my favorite part was when Mika's wife and the baby were killed by Niska's father. And when Niska receives her father's abilities of divining or some sort of thing and says that there is still one more who will receive the same abilities, foreshadowing later events in the book. Well, this is very interesting because she says that I am the second to last in a long line of Wendigo killers. There is still one more. This means that once Niska's successor, which is most likely Xavier, dies, then the line will be gone forever. After this line, I was completely hooked with the story and I just wanted to read through every part of the novel. Well, I completely agree with you on that part. But we need to end the episode right here. So let's end our discussion for now. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Stay tuned.